It's Bamps Game Show. It's Bamps Game Show. It's Bamps Game Show, and it will be really fun with lots of shitty questions and no prizes to be won. The panel are all useless, just shoot them all with a gun. So let's get started before Bamp I shag your mum. It's Bamps Game Show! And it's over to you, the host with the most. It's Devil Bamp!
Thank you, Ant. Thank you, Ant.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Who do we have this week, Ant?
Well, Vamp, firstly, we have Amy, who is from Ipswich in England, and she has Chinese eyes. She's a mum of one and is actually pregnant to a whale currently. No, not because she doesn't like, because she likes sperm, but because she's clearly beached.
Welcome to the show, Amy.
Oh, hello.
Wow. Next, we have Mop from Ohio in the US of A. He weighs 300 pounds, which is actually below average for an American. He's married but has no children as he ate them all. And he's a big fan of Led Zeppelin because he closely resembles one.
Welcome to the show, Mop.
Hi.
And finally, we have Wayne from Stowmarket in England. He's so small and fat that he regularly gets confused to be an Oompa Loompa. His semen is so toxic, mainly due to the fact that his dad is actually his brother. He works as a bus driver and can often be seen wanking furiously to copies of Gay Bear Monthly.
Welcome to the show, Wayne.
Hello. I'm also from Ipswich as well, and I haven't got Chinese eyes.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. This is Vamps Game Show. We have three sections, four if you count the bonus question or the final question. So we have three sections. The first section I'll be asking the contestants this week is true or false. Those questions are worth 2 points. The second section and questions are movie quotes with audio. Those questions are worth 5 points. The third section, the last of our main game, are multiple guess or multiple choice. 5 points for those will go to each contestant that gets it correct. Then our final question, they'll be able to wager the points that they have earned through it. They will get a category, bet their points, and then be able to list in order what the question is. So let's move on to our first single section. So when the contestants also hear this sound, they got it right. When they hear this sound, they got it wrong. So let's move in first. First on my list is Wayne is a bus driver. Wayne is a bus driver. Are you ready for your first question?
As ready as I'll ever be.
That's fantastic, Wayne. A pregnant goldfish is called a twit. Is that true or false, Wayne? A pregnant goldfish is called a twit.
How the fuck do I know?
It's 50-50 guess, Wayne.
About for some hermaphrodite.
not a hermaphrodite.
Let's go. True.
True! You got it correct, sir! Nice job, Mop Jockey. Dueling is legal in Paraguay as long as both parties are registered blood donors. Dueling is legal in Paraguay as long as both parties are registered blood donors.
Let's go with true.
That is true, sir. Nice job, Mop. Amy, are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, the characters Bert and Ernie on Sesame Street were named after Bert the cop and Ernie the taxi driver in Frank Capri's It's a Wonderful Life. The characters Bert and Ernie on Sesame Street were named after Bert the cop and Ernie the taxi driver.
Yeah, I'm going true.
You're going to go true?
Yeah.
And that would be correct. Woo-hoo! Nice job. Everybody's on the board with 2 points. Woo. Yeah. I really need a soundboard. Wayne, are you ready for your second question, sir?
Oh, hell yeah.
An ostrich eye is bigger than its balls. An ostrich's eye is bigger than its balls.
I don't know. I've got fucking emu in my head.
an emu is not an ostrich, sir.
I know. That's the issue. no, because all the others have said yes.
That's false.
False.
That is correct, sir. That is false. Nice job. 4 points for you. Mop, are you ready for your second question?
Yeah, big bucks, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies. Oh.
A flamingo can only eat
when its head is upside down. A flamingo can eat only when its head is upside down. Is that true or false, sir?
Fuck, I don't know. False.
I'm sorry, Mop. Yes. That is true. That is true. I'm sorry.
I was the first.
Yes. You are the first. I'm sorry, Mop. Amy, are you ready for your second question?
Yes, fuck, I'm ready.
She's ready.
She's ready. Thank you, Aunt. A female ferret will die if it ejaculates into something other than a female... A male ferret will die if it ejaculates into something other than a female ferret.
What? No,
that's false. A male... That's false. That is correct.
Woohoo!
In fact, a male ferret has to find a female ferret or it will die.
My grandmother's called Ferret.
Thank you, Wayne. Wayne, are you ready for your third question? Your last question of this true and false round.
I think I can either say true or false randomly, yes.
All right, all right. A snail can have about 85,000 teeth. A snail can have about 85,000 teeth, Wayne. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say true because it's got little ridges on a slimy bit. So I'm going to say they're going to be fastest.
I'm sorry, Wayne. That is incorrect. Fuck. I'm sorry. The true answer was 25,000 teeth. They have 25,000 teeth. Mop, are you ready for your third question?
God damn it, yes.
Your last one in true and false. A strand from the web of a golden spider is as strong as a piece of thread of the same size. A strand from the web of a golden spider is as strong as a piece of thread from the same size. Is that true or false, sir?
I'm going to say true.
That is incorrect, sir. I'm sorry.
Bite my dick.
It is false. It's actually as strong as a steel wire of the same size. A steel wire of the same size.
Now, wait a minute.
Yes, sir.
If it's as strong as a steel wire, then it's going to be just as strong as a fucking rope, too.
We have a contention.
You know what? You have a good point, Mob. All right. We'll give you a correct that one. We'll
keep Boom.
Not all these questions are also correct. Amy, are you ready for your last question, the true and false?
Yeah.
An average American will spend an average of 26 months during his lifespan waiting at a traffic light. 26 months.
26 months.
26 months waiting at a traffic light of his average lifespan. 26 months.
That's a really, really long time. I think that's false.
That is correct, man. Yes, man. That is correct. That is correct. False. Only 6 months of your life is wasted at traffic lights in America. Only 6 months. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. So at that, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back to you after this commercial break.
Page 78. Before I know it, he's got both of my hands in his vice-like grip above my head, and he's pinning me to the wall using his lips. His other hand grabs my hair and yanks down, bringing my face up, and his lips are on mine. My tongue tentatively strokes his and joins his in a slow erotic dance. His erection is against my belly. It's in the wrong place then, isn't it?
All right, Ant, we are back. What are the scores so far, Ant, of the first round of questions?
Well, Devil Vamp, that was a perfect round for Amy there, who has 6 points.
6 points!
And Mop and Wayne have 4 points each.
4 points!
What?
That's fantastic. All right, we're going to go right into this next one. The movie quotes with audio. Movie quotes with audio, guys. It's going to be 5 points each on that. 5 points each on each question. Each contestant will get another 3 questions. And this time we're going to start off with the Mop Jockey. Mop Jockey, are you ready for your first audio?
Yes, sir. Let's do this.
All right, here you go. Here's your first audio clue.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age. They just
What movie was that from?
Do you want movie and actor or just movie?
Movie will do just fine, sir.
That would be Dazed and Confused.
That is correct, sir. Nice job on that one. That's 5 points for Mob Jockey. Mamie, are you ready for your first question? Your first audio question.
Yeah,
you ready?
I'm a little bit nervous about this one.
You should
but
be.
I just knew that one.
Did you know that one? That's good, Amy.
Yeah,
that's good.
I did.
Okay.
I concur,
right.
She did.
Glad you concur, sir. All right, here's your first question. Are you ready for your audio log?
I think so.
All right, here we go.
What's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
Would you like to hear that? Would you like to hear
I
that
believe.
Again?
I think I know this one as well.
Okay.
Is it Scream?
Is it Scream? That is correct, ma'am. It is Scream. Nice job on that. Wayne, are you ready for your first audio question?
No, I'm not, because I've seen Scream like about four times, and even I didn't get that.
Well, you don't have Scream, sir. You have another question. Are you ready for your question?
If it's not Sylvester Stallone, I'm fucked.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go on.
Do you like apples?
Yeah.
Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples?
Wayne, what movie was that from?
Oh, God, I know the quote. That's not going to help me, though. How do you like them apples? Oh, God. Oh, I ain't got a clue. I'm so going to fail at this round.
Would you like to take a guess?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. I can't even guess. I'm so blank.
Just take a guess, please, Wayne.
So,
I need an answer there, Wayne.
I don't know. Something with fucking Jack Nicholson in. I don't fucking know.
Sorry, that is incorrect. Ant, would you like to give the answer, please?
I don't know that, Devil Vamp.
That is from...
That is from, I'd say Reservoir Dogs or something like that.
That is from Goodwill Hunting. Goodwill Hunting. Mop, are you ready for your second audio question?
Absolutely.
All right, sir. Here we go.
Define irony. Bunch of idiots dancing on a plane to a song made famous by a band that died in a plane crash.
And fuck you.
That is not an answer, sir.
Son of a
Would
bitch.
You like it again?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm still not going to know. I'm just trying to think of a guess.
All right, sir.
Knowing your jackass, it will be Clerks.
That is incorrect, sir. I apologize.
Hey,
no,
may
sir.
I have a guess there, sir?
Would you guess that? Yes, please.
Is that Con Air at all?
That is Con Air, sir. Congratulations. That is a nice job you got there. All right. Amy, are you ready for your second question?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I'm the dude, so that's what you call me, you know? That or his dudeness or duder or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
That one's easy.
What is that one, Amy?
That one's The Big Lebowski.
That is correct, ma'am. Nice job on that one. That's another 5 points for Amy. Wayne, are you ready for your second audio question?
I'm ready for a second incorrect answer, yes.
All right, let's go.
And then I said farewell to sunlight. And set out to become what I became.
Would you like it again, Wayne?
Go on, why not?
And then I said farewell to sunlight and set out to become what I became.
Oh, fuck. I don't know any of these.
Gonna need a question, Wayne. An answer, Wayne, sorry. Gonna need an answer, Wayne.
I'm 100% sure this isn't correct. What's the Batman with fucking Val Kilmer in?
I'm sorry, sir. That is not correct.
Fucking no.
Would anybody like a guess?
Fuck no.
That was Interview with a Vampire. Interview with a Vampire.
Amy knew that one, but she didn't have the balls to tell you.
Say it out loud. Thank you, Aunt. Mop, are you ready for your final and last audio question?
This is bullshit, yes.
Oh, and this one time at band camp, I stuck a flute in my pussy.
Oh, come on.
Excuse me?
What? You don't think I know how to get myself off? Hell, that's what half a band camp is. Sex ed. So, are we gonna screw soon? Because I'm getting kind of antsy.
Mop, what movie was that?
Could I hear that again?
Yes, sir, you could.
Oh, and this one time, at band camp, I stuck a flute in my pussy.
Excuse me?
What, you don't think I know how to get myself off? Hell, that's what half of band camp is, sex ed. So, are we gonna screw soon? Because I'm getting kind of antsy.
Mop, did you just want to hear Allison Hannigan say that again?
I absolutely just wanted to hear that again.
All right, I just
American Pie.
American Pie, it is correct, sir. Awesome job. Amy, are you ready for your last and final question?
Oh, hit me.
All right, here we go.
I'd like to
get busy living or get busy dying. That's goddamn right.
I feel she's getting all the easy ones.
Even I know the last two, but then that's going to stitch me up.
I believe that's Shawshank Redemption.
That is correct, ma'am. Nice job. That's another 5 points for Emmy. Wayne, are you ready for your
Here
last and final this audio question?
Most obscure random 90s film going then. Come on.
Take car, go to mum's, kill Phil.
Sorry.
Yes!
Liz, go to the Winchester, have a nice cold pint, and wait for all this to blow over. How's that for a slice of fried gold?
Yeah, boy! Yeah, boy!
Wayne.
Shaun of the Dead.
Wayne pulls out another 5 points. And at this point, we're going to take another break, and we'll come right back to you guys right after this commercial. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Wayne reading the classics.
Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss. I am Sam. Sam I am. That Sam I am. That Sam I am. I do not like that Sam I am. Do you like green eggs and ham? I do not like them. Sam I am. Sam I am. I do not like green eggs and ham. What the fuck is this?
And that was Wayne Reads the Classics.
So, Devil Vamp, after a fantastic round two, in third place we currently have Wayne with a lowly 9 points. Ooh. Then in second place, we have the Mop Jockey with 14. And currently in the lead with 21 perfect points, it's Amy the Hooker.
Thank you, Anton. We're going to move on to the multiple guests. Each of these questions are worth five big old points. They're going to get a question read by me, and then I'm going to give them four options to pick from, and they'll be able to tell me what's right and what is wrong in those options. Is everybody ready to play?
Yeah.
The level of enthusiasm is fantastic.
It's amazing tonight, let me tell you. Amy, are you ready?
Yeah.
In which Great Lakes state is it illegal for a man to shoot off a gun while his female partner has an orgasm? Is it Georgia, New Orleans, Wisconsin, or the state of inebriation?
Who was that question to?
That was to Amy.
Oh, goddammit.
In which Great Lakes state is it illegal for a man to shoot off a gun while his female partner has an orgasm? Georgia, New Orleans, Wisconsin, or the state of inebriation?
I don't think this is going to be my round. I'm gonna say C, Wisconsin.
That is correct, ma'am!
Considering it's the only one that surrounds the Great Lakes.
The only one around the Great Lakes. All right, here we go.
Although state of inebriation is kind of everywhere.
It's pretty much everywhere in America. Wayne, are you ready for your first multiple guess 5-point question?
Yes.
All right. Multiple choice. According to a 2007 survey, approximately what percentage of the U.S. women claim to never experience an orgasm? Is it 5%? Is it 10%? Is it 15% or is it 100%? Because none of the men in the world can actually give a woman a full orgasm.
So I want to say C, but the last one was, so I'll go B just to be different.
B, that's 10%?
Mm-hmm.
That is correct, sir! Nice job, that is correct. Mob Jockey, are you ready for your...
Set for failure.
All right. According to Playboy, what is 10 times more effective than Valium as a tranquilizer? What is 10 times more effective than Valium as a tranquilizer? Turkey, sex, rain, or listening to DRG talk about TNA?
Well, if DRG made it into a Playboy article, I'd be impressed. It's too obvious, the one, so I will go with A.
Wrong. Turkey is incorrect. It is sex, sir. It is sex, sir. Amy, are you ready for your next question?
Uh-huh.
All right. Which part of the female anatomy shares its name with the Greek god of marriage ceremonies? The hymen, the clit, the uterus, or the area that men can't find G-something?
I'm going to go with hymen.
That is correct, man. The hymen is correct. The hymen is correct.
No way. That's bullshit.
Wayne, are you ready for your next question?
Yeah, why
not? Which well-known entertainer reportedly has her breast insured for $600,000? Is it Pamela Anderson, Jenna Jameson, Dolly Parton, or Madonna? Why? Because she's Madonna.
C.
Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct, sir. Nice job on that.
I actually knew that one. That's really sad.
Mob Jockey, are you ready for your next question?
Oh, I fucking guess.
Within 3 percentage points, what percent of American women prefer to match their panties? Sorry, their bra and their panties. So within 3 percentage points, what percentage of American women prefer to match their bra and panties? Is it 10%? Is it 26%? Is it 34%? Or 0%? No man has ever seen a woman with a matching bra or undergarments.
Well, when I get to dressing, I like to match them. So let's go with B.
26%?
Sure.
This is not your round, Mob Jockey.
This is bullshit.
Amy, are you ready for your final question of multiple guests?
So what was the answer?
The answer was 34%. 34%, Mom.
No way.
It is correct. 34% of American women prefer to match their bra and panties.
They're lying.
I know they are.
I like to match my pants with my dildo.
Do you now? All right. Within 2%, Amy, according to an ABC news poll, what percentage of American adults have had a threesome? 14%, 26%, 45%, or 100% of men have fantasized about it?
Could I have the answers again, please?
You can. 14%, 26%, or 45%. You can be within 2 percentage points.
I'm going to go for... I'll go down the middle, B.
I'm sorry, Amy. That was your perfect score gone. It is 14%. 14%.
And of those, 95 are lying.
They're lying as well. That is correct, sir. Wayne, are you ready for your last multiple guest question?
Yes, give it to me.
All right. We like the enthusiasm, don't we, Ann?
Enthusiasm!
What U.S. state has the lowest legal marriage age, allowing females to marry without parental consent at age 15? Is it Virginia, Georgia, Mississippi, or all because the Bible says so?
I'm going to go I.
Virginia.
Why not?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. That would be Mississippi. Mississippi, because their inbred asses can't get to their vaginas fast enough. Mop, are you ready for the last question of multiple guests and the last question that you have of multiple guests?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm going to try not to wane this.
I'm going to try to pronounce this correctly. Onir Ongermifia B.
He nailed it, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Onir Ogrumophobia. Is a fear of nudity, pornography, wet dreams, or Brazilian fart porn? Onirogromophilia is a fear of nudity, pornography, wet dreams, or Brazilian fart porn?
God damn you. fuck you. C.
That is correct, sir! That is correct! It is the phobia of wet dreams. And right after the break, we're going to give you a roundup of the contestants' scores and then go into the final question. And here we go.
Do you like knobs?
I do like knobs.
Do you like to get a good hold of them?
I do like to get a hold of my knobs.
Well, I know where you can get a hold of some knobs.
Where can we get a hold of knobs?
Amy's Knobs.
Amy's Knobs? That sounds fantastic.
Would you like to know some more?
Oh, God, yes. Please tell me.
Go to facebook.com/ Amy's Knobs, and you'll get all the knob advice there.
They're great-looking knobs.
Oh. Oh, God damn it. I fucked this up, didn't I? I like grabbing knobs, too.
Wow, now wasn't that absolutely amazing fun, listeners? No? Well, never mind, we've got another fucking round left to go. Well, after round three anyway, in joint last place, yes, they're both fucking losers, it's Mop with 19 points and Wayne with 19 points.
It's amazing. We've had a great round so far, Ant. Now let's get into the final question. The
Hello?
Final question? Yes, sir.
I've not finished my fucking outro.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. You haven't finished. I apologize.
It shows how much you listen. And in first place, the cheating Hyman herself, with 31 points, it's Amy.
Awesome. Now that I've fucked this up enough, let's go into the final question. All right, guys, the final question is, you can wager however many points that you have to wager. So once again, Amy, you have 31 points to wager. Mop has 19 and Wayne also has 19. So here's your category for the final question. Bear in mind, once you wager those points, if you get it wrong, you cannot come back from those points. You lose those points that you wager. So here we go. Your category is movie release dates. Movie release dates, or more generalized, the order in which movies have been released. The order in which movies have been released. So, Amy.
More movies again.
Amy, how many points would you like to wager?
I've got to be very tactical here, haven't I?
You don't. I will give you all a hint. I will give you all a hint. There are okay. 8 movies, and you don't have to name the dates. You just have to put them in order. There are 8 movies. You don't have to name the dates. You just have to put them in order.
Yeah, what if, do we have to get all
You have to get
right
all
order?
8 correct.
So if we just like get 2 mixed up,
that's
it's
it.
Wrong.
It's wrong. It is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Carl, that's tough.
I'm going to give you 3 minutes to do it. How many points would you like to wager?
2
points. Aunt Amy would like to risk 2 points.
2 points. If she wins that, she'll have 33 points.
Wayne, how many points would you like to wager?
How much did she gamble?
2 points.
She gambles 2 points. Another person on this podcast that doesn't listen.
I listen, what? But the words don't go in. I'm just trying to think. What am I on? She's 14 ahead of me.
Wayne,
I'm going to have to go 12.
Points.
19 points.
And she's on 31, isn't she?
Correct. That is correct, sir. She's on 13. I mean,
I'm
going to
go 10. Fuck it.
10 points.
But that would mean you still lose, Wayne.
I draw, don't I? If she loses.
No, Wayne.
If she's not going to get it right, so that would be 10. I'm gambling.
Mob Jockey, how many points would you like to wager? Aunt, please write down Wayne's 10 points.
Well, I guess there's not much choice. I'll wager 19.
19 points! Mop is going for the whole
points,
kit and caboodle.
That's the way to fucking do it. If you win, you get 38 points.
38
lovely.
Points. He wins. All right. You have to list all of the Harry Potter movies in order of release. In order of release. And if you like to write the names down, I will give them to you. Order of the Phoenix. Prisoner of Azkaban, Deathly Hallows Part 2, Half-Blood Prince, Deathly Hallows Part 1, Goblet of Fire, Chamber of Secrets, and the Philosopher's Stone. You have to name all of them in order from the first released to the last release.
Did you say Philosopher's Stone twice there?
There's a possibility I did say Philosopher's Stone twice there.
Should we have another recap quickly?
If you like another recap, this is what it is. Order of the Phoenix. Prisoner of Azkaban. Philosopher's Stone. Deathly Hallows Part 2. Half-Blood Prince. Deathly Hallows Part 1. Goblet of Fire. And Chamber of Secrets. You have
what
to list
the
them.
On that one?
The last one was Chamber of Secrets. You have to list them in order of released to last released. So the first to the last, all eight in order. So here we go. You're going to get 3 minutes on the clock. The clock starts right now. If you look them up on the internet, you are disqualified. Ant, who do you think's going to pull this one out?
I don't know. I'm personally going for Wayne as a baker, actually.
Wayne as a baker? Why are you going for Wayne as a baker? He is in almost
because
last place.
Because he's small and fat. And he's a little geeky,
he's
man.
A nerd,
he could be in
huh?
a Harry Potter movie.
He's a nerd. And that's how we roll as a game show. We roll for the nerds first.
I don't give the mop jockey much chance since he can't spell fucking Azkaban.
Yes, it is a troubling spelling those things. It's a lot to take care of in one go. That's a lot. 8 movies in one go. Although if you did read the books, probably like Amy did, you may know exactly when they came out.
Well, she's Chinese, so they read a lot.
They do read a lot, sir. They do. So you think the Chinese race would come into play in this?
Well, they are Chinese if they please. So, if you please. Yes, I think the Chinese read a lot, but they read up and down, I believe, and not left to right. That may be a hindrance in this situation.
I believe you're right. So the mop jockey being American is going to hurt him.
It may hurt him, especially since he's from the hood.
He's from the hood? The hood of Cleveland?
He's not from Cleveland. He's from some shitty place in Ohio that no one's ever fucking heard of.
I know. I was trying to get him to pay attention to me and not what he's writing down.
I think Wayne's probably already got this and he's sitting having a wank right now.
Well, okay, honestly, Wayne could probably wank in 3 minutes. I do believe that's correct. Now,
oh my God, he could probably have 2.
No, you're paying attention to Amy, correct? She's not cheating. Is that correct?
She's not cheating, but I think she's fucking struggling.
Oh, she's struggling? Well, she shouldn't because she's redhead and she's Chinese. Now, Wayne being British and being Wayne, as we know from Cerebral Satire here on the GSJNP network, do we expect him to get this right at all?
I believe he's probably going to get 6 or 7. I believe Amy's probably going to get 3 or 4 because she's already fucking struggling, even though I set out a little bit of paper for her.
And then
like a little list that I do with little asterisk signs and everything. She's still fucking struggling.
And what about Mop?
Well, Mop Jockey, I reckon he's just probably masturbating right now. Probably having a beer, maybe a fucking burger because he's given up.
We have about 30 seconds left, so give me your top one. Who's the one that's going to get it right?
Wayne is definitely going to take this home. But remember, listeners, if Amy gets it wrong and Wayne gets it right, I believe they may
Wayne
be tied for the
still
lead.
Loses. All right, we got about 10 seconds left here, guys. So let's get this started. 5, 4, 3.
I am purely going.
She wants me to help her.
1. Here we go. We cannot help each other. I'm sorry, Amy. I'm sorry. So we go to Amy first. Amy is first. She is in first place. Therefore, she is first. So can we get the first movie in the Harry Potter series?
I've really, really struggled with this.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm not even sure if I've got the first one right.
All right. Here we go. What's the first movie in the Harry Potter series?
Okay. I'm going with. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
That is correct. That is correct. Now, what is the second movie in the Harry Potter series?
The Chamber of Secrets.
That is correct as well. Third movie?
Prisoner of Azkaban.
That is also correct. Fourth movie?
Goblet of Fire.
That is correct as well.
What?
Order of the Phoenix. She has fucked with you. Order of the Phoenix.
Thanks for giving the complete fucking game away.
Thank you very much. Fifth movie. You can always tell which was if she's got it right or not.
That's what I've got written down. Anyway.
Okay.
Right.
She got it right. Next
Part
one.
Of the Prince. Deathly Hallows Part 1. And Deathly Hallows Part 2.
How the
2.
Fuck? Is
that is correct, ma'am. Amy picked up 2 points. 2 points. Now, Wayne, we already know you lost.
Just repeating the same thing.
We already know you lost, Wayne. Can we hear your list, please? And do not cheat.
I had exactly the same, bar I had Prisoner of Azkaban mixed up with Half-Blood Prince.
I'm sorry, Wayne. I'm sorry. You lose 10
points. So actually,
I'm really points.
Chuffed with myself because I've never read one. So sorry.
You lose 10 points. I'm sorry. Mop Jockey, can we hear your answers, please?
Well, Amy, can you just repeat what you said?
No, she fucking can't.
She said philosophers.
That's bullshit.
What okay, is your...
Get your order, can please.
Get, get your order, please.
I got
please,
one
sir.
Right. The Philosopher's Stone. And then it goes downhill. Goblet of Fire.
I'm
Chamber
sorry.
Of something, because I didn't finish writing it. Order of... I think it's supposed to be Phoenix. Half-Blood Prince.
Wait a minute. You got that one right. You got the order on that one right. Yeah, you get in the right place.
Prisoner of Ass, because that's all I could write. And then Hollows 1 and Hollows 2.
I'm sorry, Mop. You have... And can we go back over those answers, please? I mean, can we go back over those points, please?
Okay, so the Mop Jockey went for 19 points. He went balls in like a good American should. And he lost them all. So Mop Jockey in last place with 0 points. Yep, he might as well not fucking turned up. Next up in second place is Wayne as a Baker. He voted 10 points on the last question, but he lost that too. So he ends up with 9 points. And God knows how she got this right, because I'd never even seen her watch one of these fucking movies. But Amy bet 2 points. She had 31. She now has 33 because she got the order right. She's this week's winner with 33 points. It's Amy!
I got one more right than I've actually watched.
All right, and that is our game, guys. Amy is the winner of the game. Congratulations, Amy!
Thank you. What do I win?
Mobs.
You win absolutely nothing, because that's what we give away on this show, do we not, Ant?
Maybe I'll lick a fanny later.
That's awesome. So that's it for Vamps Game Show. You guys have a great week, everybody. Goodbye, Ant. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. It's Vamps Game Show. It's Vamps Game Show. It's Vamps Game Show, and it will be really fun, with lots of shitty questions and no prizes to be won. The panel are all useless, just shoot them all with a gun. So let's get started before Vamp I shag your mum. It's Vamps Game Show! And it's over to you, the host with the most.
And all contestants are part of the DSJNP.com network. If you'd like to be part of the DSJNP.com network, please follow Facebook.com/CerebralSatire or go to the DSJNP.com@gmail.com and email us, or DSJNP.com, period. Thank you for listening. Have a great week, everybody. We'll be right back.